This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler opened today's historic session with the reading of the impeachment resolution against U.S. President Donald Trump.
I now call up H. Res. 755, impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
AP Sagar Magani reports the committee will likely vote today to send the articles of impeachment to the full House.
The panel last night began a marathon two-day hearing to debate the case against the president, with Chairman Gerald Nadler urging Republicans to uphold their oath to the Constitution.
I hope to be remembered for honoring that oath. I hope you feel the same.
And Republican Jim Sensenbrenner countering.
Don't listen to what Pelosi, Schiff, and Nadler are telling you.
That set the tone. Democrats say the president's constitutional crime spree must be stopped. One Republican called the impeachment process hot garbage, another a travesty of justice. The articles charge the president with abusing his power and obstructing Congress. Republicans will try to amend the articles today, but Democrats are unlikely to allow any changes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department's Inspector General testified to Congress Wednesday about Russian contacts with President Trump's 2016 campaign. Michael Horowitz told the panel that while the FBI had a legitimate basis to launch the investigation, some mistakes were made.
We identified significant inaccuracies and omissions in each of the four applications, seven in the first application, and a total of 17 by the final renewal application.
Although intended to get to the bottom of a politically divisive investigation, the IG's findings did little to alter Mr. Trump's long-held view that the FBI is out to get him. For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com and use the VOA mobile app for news on the go. From Washington, this is VOA News. New Zealand officials say they will attempt a risky recovery operation on Friday to recover the bodies of eight people killed in Monday's volcanic eruption. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the team is well trained for the mission.
One of the things that I directly requested of police was that they work alongside those helicopter pilots in particular who were on the island immediately after the eruption. They know it well. They know sadly where those victims lie. And my understanding is that now those helicopter pilots are closely involved in that recovery operation.
The death toll is now eight, with 22 survivors on airway support due to the severity of their burns. Ardern says they are doing everything they can help the survivors.
At the moment, doing all we can to make sure they get the best care while they're here in New Zealand and that their family are getting the best support possible so they are available to be alongside them.
Police have launched an investigation into the disaster. The United States is warning North Korea that its numerous ballistic missile tests risk closing the door to a deal with Washington. U.S. Ambassador Kelly Craft told the U.N. Security Council that North Korea can't achieve its goals by continuing its nuclear missile program.
Missile and nuclear testing will not bring the DPRK greater security. It will not bring the DPRK or the region greater stability. It will not help the DPRK achieve the economic opportunities it seeks. In fact, it will do the opposite.
On Thursday, North Korea called the comments a hostile provocation. Voters in Britain are casting ballots today in an early general election. The vote may bring a long-awaited resolution to the departure from the European Union they approved in a 2016 referendum. British voter Mike Ritter says it's likely Prime Minister Boris Johnson's party will win.
I suspect, although not necessarily my preference, that it will be a Tory majority. But it will be interesting to see how much the Liberals pick up in terms of particularly in London for Brexit or not Brexit, and see how it goes.
David Lamack says he does not want the Conservatives to remain in power.
Well, I'm hoping for a left-wing Labour government and no more Boris if we can possibly deal with it.
Official results are expected early Friday. Lawyers seeking to halt what they allege is an ongoing genocide in Myanmar have criticized Aung San Suu Kyi's defense of her country's armed forces. The lawyer contends the fallen pro-democracy icon chose to ignore unspeakable acts committed against civilians. On Wednesday, Suu Kyi said the allegations against the army stem from armed attacks on the army to which Myanmar's defense services responded, leading to the exodus of several hundred thousand Muslims. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.